Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Get in. There's only one line open, and that is not our normal calling line. That is the SIP line, as we call it. SIP for super important person at SIP.freetalklive.com.
Silent stance. Not really what it stands for. Internet protocol.
That's who uses it.
Yeah.
But yeah, super intelligent people use it.
Right,
because you kind of got to be smart enough to figure out how to do the SIP thing.
There's some hoop jumping involved in getting it set up, but it's there for you. If you go to sip.freetalklive.com, it's sip.freetalklive.com. We have step-by-step instructions for you to follow that should work. Maybe. So here tonight, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're going to go straight to your phone calls, and then coming up, Captain Kickass, you have a story about a newspaper that had their offices, their headquarters, raided by the police. We'll tell you why that is and where it happened coming up here. But Dana is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Dana.
So the Stephen that just called before the break, he was saying that the Republicans put this initiative on the Ohio ballot to get 60%. And
just to clarify, I just want to, for people just tuning in here, what happened in Ohio, according to Stephen, and I had also heard this in the news, was there was a ballot measure that would have changed the Constitution to require such ballot measures that could change the Constitution to have to hit 60% instead of 50% plus one. And so that's what the proposal was. It apparently went down in flames. The people of Ohio said, no, we want to keep it 50%. And so they're keeping it 50%.
So just real quick, though, wouldn't it have been the most hypocritical thing in the world if they got 51% on that measure and then changed the Constitution?
Yeah, that would be awful. Yeah, good
just
point.
Just say it. Sorry, Dana.
What? That's okay. Well, Peakless, that's called irony. So it would have been funny, actually.
Yes.
So anyway, Stephen said that the Republicans were saying, and I'm not a Republican, but that they were saying, a bunch of trans stuff is going to be put on a ballot measure in the fall, blah, blah, blah. That's not what they were saying. And he also said they were calling evil liberals out of state money. The facts are the facts, Stephen. The money was coming. Excuse me, pardon me, guys. The money was, in fact, coming from out of state. It wasn't from in-state. Although there was in-state leftist money, the majority was coming from out of state.
Just to clarify, the money to do what?
To push against the ballot, the 60%. Because the fact of the matter is, so here's the thing. So for all of those, I only want the stupid people to listen to this. So when the Supreme Court...
Oh, I'm sorry. Our audience doesn't have any of those stupid people. You have to be of a certain level of intelligence to listen to Free Talk Live.
Okay. Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Anyway, because so many people are misstating what happened, the Supreme Court did not overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court sent it back to the states. The state of Ohio is red. So what the left is doing... primarily, this is all coming from Emily's List, the money, and big donors to them. Emily's List, NARAL, and Planned Parenthood, and their sole business is murdering.
Okay, hold on. Slow down a second here. Are you saying that you think the people of Red, Ohio, were fooled by leftist money into voting, voting against this particular ballot initiative?
Well, what I'm saying is not that they were fooled, but they were lied to, because on the left, what they're doing is, because of the Supreme Court's decision to send it back to the states, and you're correct, Ian,
well, if you believe a lie, doesn't that mean you've been fooled?
So, Well, yes, I guess so. So let's not get hung up on semantics.
I just want to clarify here, Dana. This isn't a hard issue to understand, right? Like this, it would seem to me that the people of Ohio made a pretty clear decision. It was a majority of them, a solid majority, that said, no, we don't want to increase the amount. I mean, this isn't a difficult or complex issue. How could they have been, you know, flummoxed about this?
Because the left, and I've seen the paraphernalia, I have it, I'm in possession of this stuff. So anyway, because they're saying that you are going to get abortions completely taken away from the state of Ohio, and they're telling them things like a miscarriage is considered an abortion on the right, and so is a tubular pregnancy. Nobody on the right believes that. Absolutely not. A miscarriage is called a miscarriage because the body expels the baby for whatever reason.
But don't you think this was a larger issue than just, I understand that certain interest groups wanted to make this out to be, this is all about abortion, but this is about changing the Constitution, and that can include a bunch of different issues, and it just seems simple to me,
right.
Like the people
and
said
I do,
no.
I understand that. But if they're going to, the ballot that they're pushing, they're going after individual states. So those individual states that either are going to stop all abortions for all reasons or up into a certain point, what they're trying to do is now they're targeting individual states. So they're going after Ohio. They're going to go after everyone that's passed laws like Texas.
Okay.
And I think North Dakota.
But can't the anti-abortion people also use this to their advantage? I mean, can't they pass a constitutional amendment with 51% that says abortions are banned? I mean, can't they do the same thing?
Well, I guess they could, but their ballot initiative is going to read differently. Their push is up to birth for any reason at all. And I want to tell you another fact besides the fact of tubular pregnancies and miscarriages are not considered abortions. Hospitals will treat you for that. That's never been an issue, and not with conservatives, not Christians, not anyone.
What do you want to see happen, Dana? If they could pass Dana's law, what would it be?
I believe, and I know this isn't going to be popular, I don't know why, Ian, but we all have crosses to bear. I have bared plenty myself. This wasn't a problem I faced, but that being said, I don't believe that you have the right to take life. If you believe that, then be the example and take your own first. And
so just want to clarify, what you're saying is you think that any form of abortion should be prohibited?
Yes. Okay. And except for, wait a minute, and this is the thing I didn't add according to tubular, and I want to add one more thing besides tubular pregnancies and miscarriages. They say that they will save the life of the baby before the mother. That's not true. All doctors will take the mother before the baby.
Gotcha.
They will first try to save both. But here's the thing. I don't get why things happen. I don't understand. I do have a problem with incest. But I don't, that I do have a problem with.
Why is it that you want to ensure? I mean, would you agree, Dana, that the people who are more likely to have abortions are people on the left?
Yes.
Okay. Why would you want more?
Although Christians, when I've stood in front of a clinic praying, we've seen people we know that had 12 years of private education, Christian education.
Okay, but you did agree that the majority of people seeking abortions are probably people on the left. So why do you want to force people who have a disagreement with you politically to reproduce?
I don't want them to force to reproduce. In fact, you and I probably
You just
on
said,
the
told
same
me you
side.
Wanted to prohibit
no,
abortions.
No. I don't
well,
want
like
them
to push
force
back on
to
that,
reproduce.
Okay.
I want them to
whenever
stop.
She can.
Getting pregnant in the first place. You know the pill is free. You know any prevention of pregnancy is free.
Okay.
And if anyone tells you differently, that's a lie. Clinics will give it to you for nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse, you guys.
So hold on. So this is actually the thing that this plays into. So if there is a fundamental belief that you will be able to have sex without ever having to worry about having children, then people will have A, more sex, B, more dangerous sex, and C, with partners that are not good people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what happens after that? Okay, some people get pregnant, and they will want to abort the child, but they simply will not be able to pull the trigger on that.
It's because a hard decision to make, from what I'm told.
It's an extremely difficult decision to make. So there they are. They've had unprotected sex, dangerous places with terrible, terrible people. And now they just can't bring themselves to end the life growing inside of them. Okay, so what's the effect of this? You have a lot more people being born on the left to the worst possible partners.
And that's what kind of a life is that for the kids. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. Well, I appreciate it.
And this is why it's important to reestablish the idea that sex isn't something that should just be for fun, that it is something that should be considered a responsibility.
That's a whole other conversation. That's an interesting one.
This conversation, because as long as abortion is available, then it will always be considered that, okay, sex is not a thing I have to be
responsible with. But abortion will always be available. Even in the state where Dana gets her way and they completely prohibit abortion, it will be available in the black market.
Yep.
And it will become a danger.
Already has been when it was prohibited.
Yeah, it'll become far more dangerous to the participants that are involved, in the same way that black market drugs are more dangerous than, you know, regular drugs you buy at Walgreens.
Sure, and I can get a human kidney if I want to, but man, that is a scary, scary process. So I don't live my life as if I can just get human organs, because I know how terrifying of a prospect that would be. And it's really unusual. It's weird. It's outside the normal. So even if, obviously, some people are still going to have abortions no matter how illegal you make it. Sure. But that doesn't mean that they'll think about that when they're making the decision. Hey, should I sleep with this person who is a terrible, terrible person?
I think
I'm so attracted to them.
I got
to
say, I don't think abortion is the number one factor or even a large factor in whether or not somebody decides they're going to be irresponsible. I don't believe it. I mean,
people
are driven by their desire.
Do you make the same argument for contraception? Do you make the same argument for contraception?
That's part of it, honestly. So the thing is that contraception is the initial part and is the initial promise that you can have sex without worrying about children, and abortion is the guarantee that you can have sex without worrying about children. And, yeah, every part of this contributes to people having less and less responsible decisions about who they reproduce.
By your logic, contraception should also be made illegal.
I don't know if he's saying that. You're not saying that, right?
I'm not saying
that. No, I'm inferring based on what he's saying.
I'm not saying that contraception should be illegal.
If your argument is consistent, right?
I'm not even saying that abortion should be illegal. I'm saying that abortion being an accepted practice leads to more leftists.
I can see where that
That's
has
what
merit.
I'm saying.
I
that
can see where that
argument.
Has merit. Okay. Mm. All right.
I suspect that, back in the day when abortions were much more complicated or, difficult to achieve, you still had people making terrible decisions with their sexual partners. Just because, people are inebriated, people are horny, they're desperate.
Just look at orphanages.
I'm not trying to argue otherwise.
Pre-abortion, pre-contraception, look at orphanages.
I'm not trying to argue that that it won't happen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to argue that it will happen more often if you make abortion an accepted practice.
But wait a minute. If leftists are horrible people and they procreate, isn't it human nature to rebel against your parental units? And therefore, your logic isn't sound. It would not create more leftists.
You don't rebel against everything. I mean, you still drink water instead of bleach, no matter how much you hate the fact that no matter how much you hate your parents and their water drinking ways.
Okay, that's sort of strawmanish.
Well, I mean, you don't rebel against everything that your parents do.
No, but you certainly do question and rebel against many things.
What percentage, though? What percentage of the typical teenager is actually going to go against what their parents say versus adopt completely?
And
what their
I mean,
parents.
That's a like,
good
okay,
question.
So
I have
like,
no stats on this.
You know, my dad's a financial planner. Now, I didn't have a biological drive saying, "Be a financial planner. Be a financial planner. Go into finance."
Sure. Yeah,
but I do, however, have a biological drive saying, "Have sex. Have sex. Have sex." I mean, one of these is a little bit more difficult to not do, even though my parents
but
did.
But you still did adopt economics as a forte.
You can't control what you're interested in. And that is unfortunate. Hmm. But I can control what I do with it. And instead of, say, working for one of these giant financial companies and helping people to obey the government more effectively and being very well paid for helping them more effectively obey the government, instead, well, I do this.
Do you follow or have you adopted your parents' political leanings?
Some and some not.
Okay.
I mean, I've definitely become more conservative as I've gotten older, but basically that just means moving to the center of libertarianism instead of being an anarcho-communist.
Are either of your folks libertarian? Do they claim libertarianism, or do they claim Republican-Democrat?
No, they claim Republican.
Okay.
I would say that they are libertarian of center, for sure. But, no, they definitely don't claim to be libertarians.
Let's go to the phones here. We have on the line, he's Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello, brother. Oh, sorry, I'm taking his thunder.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Brother Captain, Pinkless Mountaineer. And Pinkless Mountaineer, good evening.
Sounds
no
like he
doubt.
Says Pinkless Mountaineer.
What's on your mind, Pinkless Ricky? Mountaineer, no doubt. My luck sucks. I follow Stefan from Ohio, who's from Georgia, who's trying not to be a statist.
Stefan from Ohio, who's from Georgia.
He called from Georgia
too. He's talking about Ohio, too. But then you got Dana, who says she's not a Republican, but you could have fooled me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I know what?
I wanted to ask her, Ricky, and then we just went on somewhere else, but I bet you she would say if we asked, she'd be some even more hardcore right wing, like a Constitution Party person, like somebody even more.
Hold on. So whether or not that's further to the right, it's definitely a more libertarian party than the Republicans.
Depends on the issue. I don't know. I mean, you could make that argument.
I'm making it right now. I will absolutely argue that the constitutional... Okay, they are minarchists. They actually argue for following the original constitution, which was a bare-bones government. Now, I see the obvious flaw in that it will grow into a big old super empire like we've got here, but it is the desire to move in a libertarian direction from where we're at now.
Depends on the issue. But
well, anyways, yeah, no doubt. She's no constitutionalist, I'll tell you that. Definitely not.
Well, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, something much very interesting. I'm sure Dana will find it very fascinating. I did. You know, I was thinking back with recent events. I'm going to get into that. Now, it was during the latter part of second term of Obama, and I forget the reason why, but they made a big deal of it, and I thought at the time was very important. Now, Obama came out to the American people, and he pointed out how it's not illegal to lie. Now, I further on understood that it's constitutional. Now, he further on went to say, hey, now that lie, now that itself is not a crime, but if you do an associated crime with it, that can be used to prosecute you and ultimately convict you. Now, I got the surprise of my life last week. Jack Smith surprised the hell out of me. Donald Trump got indicted. Now, this
Jack
is
Smith is the prosecutor in that case.
Right, okay. from the DOJ. Now, he surprised me. I didn't see this one coming. It's fascinating. Because, yes, Donald Trump and anybody that's followed this throughout, and I have. Now, we did two audits here, thanks to Scott Perry. Now, everybody does an automatic audit a couple weeks after the election. Well, we, thanks to Representative Scott Perry, we did two. Arizona did four, by the way. Now, did that matter? No, because it showed one thing. Joe Biden won the election. That's just fact of life. And oddly enough, Donald Trump got the same exact electoral votes that Biden got. And that doesn't surprise me because social demographic didn't change. But here's what did surprise me. Now, in this indictment, first thing what Jack Smith didn't do is he didn't put charges against people like Sidney Powell, his one-time crazy lawyer. John Eastman, who was one-time his lawyer, also once known as a
Well, who did get charged? Was it just Trump?
Only Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, Rudy Giuliani was named in the conspiracy. Now, here's the thing. What's fascinating is he can't get out of this because, yes, his lie was protected under freedom of speech.
What lie?
The lie that the election was rigged, and Fox, by the way, embraced and settled.
Well, what makes you think he can't get out of it then if it's protected free speech?
Because here's the problem. It was a lie and he knew it. Now, people close to him have said and are probably going to end up testifying.
How did he know that that's a lie? I mean, there was a lot of questions about the election's integrity, and it's definitely possible that he believed that there was some shenanigans going on.
Well, people can believe whatever they want, but I know one thing.
Well, hold on. If you say something that is not true, but you believe that it is, you are not by definition lying. You have to have...
That's where they're going with this, Ian, because the only defense they have, this is what's scary, is that Donald Trump himself, regardless of any facts or anything else presented to him, believed that he won. Now, that's going to go, not an insanity plea, but it would go under temporary insanity. Now, that's
no, they're not
going to
claim insanity.
Got.
Yeah, they're not going to claim insanity, and it wouldn't be an insane thing either.
Well, that's what supposedly his lawyers are saying.
Well, who knows what they're actually saying.
Well, I don't think they're going to either, because what's now they're doing is he's doing things like trying to run out the clock, trying to run Roblox. I don't think
you can't run out the clock on these people. That doesn't work.
No, I just don't.
They're going to just keep doing the same thing. They're going to keep coming at him.
I hear all this about, you know, the election and it's fraudulent and blah, blah, and there's...
They're all fraudulent.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I so don't care. This is like sands through the hourglass. These are the days of politicians' lives, right? It's a giant soap opera to keep you sucked in and to prevent you from thinking about what actually is, which is they're all... effing liars.
Yep. Scammers.
Scammers.
Scumbags.
It's just a play to keep you occupied.
Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. Although this is somewhat historic. I mean, they've certainly never gone after a former president in this way ever. And we're not talking about one indictment now. It's, what, three?
Yeah, but
I think they're saying there's going to be a fourth one coming, apparently.
It's every time they dig up more dirt on Biden, they put another indictment against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's such a farce. It's the WWE.
It is drama, though. Yeah, you're right. And he was in the WWE. Trump was in it.
That's right.
At one point.
Yeah. So he should know, right?
Yeah, he knows what it's all about.
And like, let's just call a spade a spade. He, before anything, was an actor. Before he got into politics, was an actor. Just like Ronald Reagan. He's an actor. I've seen this episode before.
And this continues to be a very effective distraction for the American populace.
Yeah, they just have a different producer running the show this time.
Meanwhile, aren't they now voting to send, another 10 or 20 or something billion dollars over to Ukraine?
$24 billion,
something like that? Yeah. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts.
California is going to change its name to Ukraine so they can get more aid faster.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. At least 80 people have died in Hawaii's wildfire, the second deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. Search and rescue operations continue in the hard-hit resort town of Lahaina, which was virtually destroyed. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is expected to present the case against former President Trump to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan has confirmed that he has been called to testify to the grand jury on Tuesday. Florida Representative Greg Stube is filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Stube said Biden, quote, has undermined the integrity of his office. Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin is back on the football field. Hamlin played his first game in the Bills preseason opener on Saturday. He had suffered a cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game last season. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We do have time for you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But we didn't have time to get to any of the show prep that we intended to. I mean, if we get a chance, we'll still talk about this newspaper story because we do only have a couple of calls on the line. But if you want to jump in, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Dash is digital cash. It is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. The crazy fees on the Bitcoin network basically make it useless, especially for small purchases. But Dash continues to have fees that are less than 1 cent per transaction, and they've implemented really cool features to ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from the dreaded 51% attack by their chain locks technology, and there's no need to wait for confirmation before considering your Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies out there, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org, and now you can get Dash through the Maya protocol, a decentralized exchange, which is very, very exciting. Be sure you look into that. If you're already into crypto, you can't get that with dollars on it. The decentralized exchanges don't take dollars, but if you've already got some Bitcoin or some other cryptos, you can do something with that at Maya Protocol. Anyway, big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. Let's continue with your calls and
thoughts. Is that Maya Protocol, M-A-Y-A or M-Y-A?
Right, like the Mayans, like M-A-Y-A.
Okay, gotcha. Correct. Thank you.
Let's go to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, and I just had some, as the captain would say, technicalities with my phone. I had to pull the battery right out of the thing.
Oh, okay.
But when I try to call in to the live talk show,
yes, sir.
A lot of times I got a call, and it'll just keep ringing, and then I call a different number.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with your phone, man, but I never have these problems. So let's get to the point of your call.
This is what you get for having a flip phone, I guess.
Could be EBCAT.
I didn't have a new phone, for that matter. I did just get a new phone.
I don't know what it is, man. I never had this problem.
Between keyboard and
go ahead with your call. What were you calling about tonight?
So anyway, Ricky was talking about the election hijacking and all that, and I just want everybody to remember that's got common sense. Donald Trump got more votes than any president in history. And then Joe Biden, who spent the whole election in the basement cowering, somehow or another outvoted him. And there were shenanigans in at least 11 states where there was lawsuits filed, and the suits were found to not have standing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a big bag of horse feathers.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there's always been legitimate questions about election integrity for many, many years. I mean, it's going to continue, and I got to agree with the captain on this. It's all a giant distraction, because the idea that if Trump had won a second term in 2020, the idea that things would be significantly different today is absolutely ludicrous. It's pure fantasy.
But the good people in the military would have totally changed things. Q told us so.
Yeah, well, I said a lot of things that proved to be not true.
As determined as he is to get back in, and all the hell that they've put him through for the last forever since he got there, I actually think because he's only got one more term if he does win.
Right.
But if he's going to drain the swamp, by God, he's PO'd enough to do it right now.
I don't buy it.
If he was going to do it, he'd have done it in the first place.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Right.
Yeah, the whole idea that now he's serious.
And I mean, what hell are you talking about?
You guys,
what hell did they put him through? Seems like he's had a pretty cushy life.
He hasn't even gone to jail on, what is this, 3 indictments now with dozens of felony charges? I mean, they put me in jail and our co-host Nobody, he was in for 6 months. I was in for almost 3 on completely victimless charges regarding Bitcoin. Trump's here with, like, fraud charges or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, you could just walk around, no problem.
He's not going to jail.
No, of course not. Although SBF apparently has been sent back to jail, the guy from the FTX exchange, even though some charges got dropped, they're saying that he was manipulating.
Man, they just keep dropping one charge after another.
Yeah,
after
at first it was one,
guy.
Now it's 5.
Yeah, well, they like to protect their own.
Politics isn't even why I called Ricky, and you guys just got me distracted on that one. You remember a long time ago, you probably don't. There was, after the Porcupine Fest, there was some notable complaints and pictures sent around or whatever about naked people running hither, thither, and yon. And you kind of smelled that there was going to be trouble in the air. And I called in and I said, well, I bet you if they'd all just had boobies, there wouldn't have been no problem at all.
Oh, yeah, there would.
Sure.
These conservatives, you cannot satisfy them. They are going to continue to complain, even though the naked people are going to be put in their own little segregated corner. If some lady's walking around with her top off, or we have another Free Talk Live episode with topless women on it, the conservatives are going to have a cow about that, because then they'll be yelling about, oh, you banned nudity, and Free Talk Live is ignoring that. And
what kind of a person says, if there's naked women there, I'm not going?
Have a cow? Is that an utter pun?
Ian, you just said that Constance or whatever, one of the head honchos there, organizing the thing, said that they didn't have a problem with the top.
That's what they're saying now. That's what they're saying right now. And then come 2024 and topless women show up at Pork Fest, then the conservatives are going to throw a hissy fit about that, and they're going to do the same crap.
And squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
I just want to say that if there was a room full of boobs, it would be my favorite room.
Right?
Let's continue with the calls here. But before we do that, I do want to let you know that these guys are going to return here in about an hour, 10:30 Eastern time, for Beard Talk Live. It is.
Will our beards be speaking, Ian?
Yes, but they won't be on the radio, because it'll be an internet-only show that you can only get on our video platforms, one of which is Odyssey. That's our favorite one. We're on, like, I don't know, 10 of them or something like that. We're on in Russia. We're on in Japan. Hardly anyone watches those feeds. But if you want to watch the best one, go to video. Or sorry, watch.freetalklive.com. That's watch.freetalklive.com.
In Soviet Russia, Beard talks to you.
10:30 Eastern time tonight. So stay tuned for that. Josie is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Josie.
Yes, how'd you know that? I never even talked to you before.
We have you on the caller ID, so we don't even have to
no,
do a screening.
You've reached the psychic hotline.
I'm surprised by all of these newfangled inventions.
Yeah, right?
The reason I wanted to make a comment was about what you were talking about a half hour ago when mm-hmm. you said you didn't say anything. It was the conversation back and forth as to when the child is born, when he's a child, and when he's a spirit. And I'll say, look, there are spirits all around us before they're even born, and before they're even with a sperm and egg meet up. It's one of these politicians have no idea. They don't know anything about metaphysics.
Yes.
And I can tell you an interesting story from a wonderful elderly lady who has delivered babies for years.
Hmm.
She's 102 now.
Wow.
So she's an elderly person. And she said, she had story after story. I'll just tell you one of them. Of when the baby was born to this person, he was so mad at his mother. He said, I was supposed to be here first. He was so mad. He knew everything. Well, she had had a kind of a fun lifetime before she was married and had a couple of abortions, and then when she was married, she had several girls, and then finally this little boy came to her. But boy, was he mad at her! He said he knew that he was, as far as he was concerned, he was supposed to be the first one born to her.
When did he say this? At what point did the baby?
He stated it as soon as he could talk.
Wow!
And he was so mad at her. They finally sent the child away to be with a grandparent or what have you mm-hmm. for a short period of time until he kind of got over it. But they don't. Not everyone is that way, but it was with this. And so there was that going on, and then there are people she had people who were meditators, who were hippies, who were all sorts of things. And they would, if they had a pregnancy when they weren't expecting it by mistake, they would kind of pray to the spirit of the baby to be. And they would say, I love you, but now is not the right time.
Mm.
Please go away and come back later. And guess what?
Miscarriage.
Guess exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor had all kinds of interesting stories.
Yeah, that is interesting. And you bring up, and I'm glad you brought this up, sort of this metaphysical aspect of, you know, the baby-making process. At what point, you know, you can argue about when it's a life or whether it's a life or not, and at what point, and what does science say? And the arguments on that are going to just keep going forever because you'll never be able to convince everybody. But at what point does the thing become a human? At what point does it have a soul? At what point does the
first
soul
breath.
Enter? Okay, first breath.
Yeah, well, it's literally when it gets a spirit. Like aspiration, inspiration. These are words for breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the spirits are all around us anyway, even right now.
Well,
we're not.
I just want to say, I just want to make a note on the idea of enforcement that is based on metaphysics. Don't.
Yep.
Just don't. And here's why. Because you cannot prove to someone else that this is so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But still, it's an interesting conversation.
So even if I was completely convinced that spirit entered that body while it was inside its mother, I can't prove that to you.
Nope.
I can't prove to you that a spirit even exists.
We can't.
So I can't start making laws based on those.
And I don't think she was calling for that.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make
life.
That note real quick.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Are you there?
Yeah,
am
right
I
here.
There? Am I with you?
We have you.
Yeah,
you're
still
with us.
The trees around us, the magnolia tree and the dogwood trees, they all have life, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirits of a human to be is still even not in the body. And also in the, I think it was a Yale University School of Health that they discovered First, they discovered how to tell if a person is lying with the lie detector test. But then there is something even more sensitive, and they could tell that a pregnant person would be the baby would be inside, or the life would be inside the mother from the very beginning, but it would also leave periodically. It was getting ready to be under construction, the baby under construction. So just like in a house which has Tevlar and a few, it's not really there yet. It's not a house yet, but it's under construction. Same thing is going on with the pregnancy.
Josie, thank you for your perspective tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
The number, if you want to join us here, at 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Florida listening to WVFT in Tallahassee on the FM band. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's
really
on your mind?
Great conversation.
Go ahead, sir.
I'll be quick because I know you're almost getting ready
okay.
to get over with stuff. On the secession concept, under international law of the sea, admiralty, and maritime, when you have to separate from someplace, where are you going to go? In order to be able to be accepted as a separate nation, you have to have your own gold, literally, that's in their laws. You also have to have your own lawful government that the people, the men and women of that seceded place, mm-hmm. choose. And you also have to have your own military. That's required. Otherwise, no other nation has to recognize.
We actually have all of those things. So we each have gold.
Actually,
we have gold backs.
Gold in circulation?
Our government is actually a system of monarchies. See, I'm a king. Captain's
agree.
A king. Ian's a king.
The sovereign concept works, but when the Federal Reserve hasn't had their debt paid back from the 1850s, 1880s, and the 1920s, and 1933, and so on and so forth, they still have the right to get that debt.
No, they don't.
Back.
Actually, this is where you're actually incorrect. There's
a scholar.
Hold on, Kevin. There's a scholar out of, I think it's Scotland. And I'm sorry, I don't have his name. I think it's
That's
Matt
okay.
Quartrup. Q-V-O-R-T-U-P, I believe, Quartrup.
I think so.
Matthew Quartrup.
That's a very interesting Scottish name.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. But anyway,
yeah.
He has looked into this, and because this is a big question and
yeah.
as far as secession
Indeed.
Is concerned is, well, you know, if you mm-hmm. secede from a mother country or whatever that
whatever,
has a big debt, are the people of the seceding place going to be on the hook for that debt? And the answer is no. And this is actually settled international law. The countries that wanted
That's
this to
good.
Be the case tried to mm-hmm. make this the case, but they failed mm-hmm. to actually implement this. So no, the answer is
mm-hmm.
if you successfully secede from a bigger place,
the people decide
you do
to
not owe
leave.
It. Yes, that's correct.
Are you talking about Henrik Quartrup?
No, I think his name is Matthew.
Matthew Quartrup.
He's alive today.
Apparently it's a Danish name.
Okay. Yeah, he's alive today.
Yeah,
he's like an expert on
this.
The thing
I wanted to mention was on your topic of the abortion, I hate to be so radical, but in order for a woman to get pregnant, she has to have sperm. So therefore, a man has to be involved. Now, obviously, a man that forces the situation, well, he loses his freedom and a bunch of other things,
mm-hmm.
but he's still obligated to take care of that child. Now, more importantly, the concept of the matrimonial contract was originally designed for that purpose. The woman leaves the family under a contract with the man for the purpose of what used to be, you know, progeny and all the rest of that stuff. Before the marriage certificates and all the rest of that crap came along. Best way to do it now, if a man wants to get a woman pregnant to have children, shouldn't there be a contract to begin with?
I mean
obviously
more contracts I think would be beneficial, certainly, to
especially if they negotiate it. And
yeah. Our co-host Mark Edge did this. He actually had a contract, Kevin, with his. I don't know if he can hear us when we're talking,
yeah,
but
he keeps talking about.
But Mark Edge, our co-host, actually did this. He had an agreement with his wife before they had a child. Thank you for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate it. And they had he had her agree that he didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night to take care of the kid, which is a pretty wild thing to ask for. But he got it apparently.
And this is the type of thing that is voluntary,
yeah.
as opposed to the contract you sign with the state, Why would you ever want to involve the state in your personal relationship? If the contract was just between, let's say, a man and a woman who want to get married and have kids, right? That's one thing. But if that contract also necessarily has the state involved as an enforcement arm of that contract, then that contract is no longer valid in my eyes.
Well, it's a three-party contract.
Correct.
Right. Well, and this is the origin of this, is as a contract. A marriage was a contract. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you were going to stipulate your own particular contract, the couple has written their own vows. Mm-hmm. This is what I vow to do. This is what you vow to do. Now that's kind of moved from there, and it become like, oh, I love you, and I remember when we met, but nothing vow-like about that. But that's the original version of this, was this is what I promise, and that's what you promise. Now, if you didn't want to write your own vows, there was sort of a boilerplate, if you will, which was the standard marriage
to have and to hold, and this
in sickness and in health. Yeah. So you're not allowed to divorce because you're sick. Mm-hmm. In for richer or for poor, you're not allowed to divorce because you're poor.
Right.
So those were real concerns, because you would find people that's like, well, I don't want to take care of a sick person.
Mm-hmm. Guys,
well, but I went into this with the belief that if I got sick, you would take care of me.
I think I'm going to get divorced from my wife because she's too rich.
Well, and that's the idea. Well, it could be, you know.
We were
of humble beginnings, and now you're in a completely different socioeconomic class, and you act like it, and I'm just not willing to put up with it.
Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yes, So we're going to get a huge solo company move into Albuquerque, the Mesa del Sol area.
A solo company?
A solar.
Okay.
Yeah, clean energy company, and they're going to bring, like, we're going to have 18,000 new jobs created.
Are you going to get one of them?
I mean, no.
Why not? You'd be a great salesperson for solar. I mean, you have no problem picking up the phone and calling total strangers to advocate for the thing that you believe in. Don't you believe in solar energy?
Make more money than your Amway stuff,
well,
for sure.
I have more problems than you know. It's hard to explain what my problem is, and that's not what my issue is. But
I don't know. Laziness
really
is pretty easy to explain.
Sarah, you are a great cold caller. I mean, look, the facts are you call, not only do you call this show, but you also call local politicians who you have no relationship with whatsoever. Yep. You talk to their staff. Right. You talk to whoever, you know, you call the local, the local radio stations and whoever else you can call to try to influence them to do the things you want them to do. You've written letters to the editor of the local newspaper, and you've celebrated many times on this show that you believe that it was your efforts that got certain things done. Now, we don't agree with you usually in what you're trying to get done, and I don't know if it's true, but you certainly believe that it's true, and so you have no problem picking up a phone and talking to people. That is one of the hardest things.
She could probably excel at appointment setting.
For a salesperson?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, most people don't even want to pick up the phone.
I know,
I mean, they're deathly afraid to get on the phone and make a cold call to anybody. Sarah's like, no problem. Dial the number. She's on the line. She's got something to say. So, I mean, Sarah, sales is the number one most lucrative industry out there. I mean, you could really do really well, I think, with this.
This company, I think it's building solar panels or something.
They
got
to have someone selling them.
But it's going to. It's a huge company. It's going to be like hiring 1,800 jobs, and some of them are
sounds
really
like it includes salespeople.
It's gonna
wait.
Actually.
Was it 1,800 or 18,000?
The 1,800. I mean, there's medium jobs,
but I'm
talking about maybe the top paying jobs. And they're going to have really high paying jobs, I think. But it's going to be an economic boost.
I mean, you don't really know anything about having a job, but. You could if you really wanted to, and then maybe you and Richard could get married. We were just talking about getting married. Are you guys going to get married one of these days?
I don't know about that, but I do have my own volunteer job. I really feel like I'm influencing and moving things.
Yeah.
I don't know why you discredit me, because I'm
giving you credit here, Sarah. I'm saying you can do this. I'm telling you, if you wanted to do this job, You could do it.
We only discredit your socialism.
Yes, that's for sure.
Look, I got a job of bringing in the self-driving cars. How many times have I talked about self-driving cars? It was coming anyways.
That was someone else.
That's not a job, Sarah. You voluntarily spreading some sort of belief or some idea is just your hobby. That's your thing that you do to busy yourself.
Don't you see, Ian? She's a wizard. She just speaks things into existence.
Look, we got two self-driving taxis in San Francisco. That's a huge accomplishment.
How can you I know you like to consider yourself
you
part of the collective, but you are living in Albuquerque. How can you even say we have self-driving cars? I mean, it's a stretch to say we when you're talking about, like, the local sports team. I mean, that I don't buy. I certainly don't buy that you are part of San Francisco being in Albuquerque.
Hold up. You are a national show. You have international callers. Many Californians calling your shows. Okay? So they are listening. And then people are tuning in on the computer.
You're not even part of that community. I mean, that's like saying to the entire Western Hemisphere or something like that.
Okay, but we don't know who... There's enough people listening in California, people that was for the...
If you've never ridden in the self-driving car, it is not your community. Thank you for the call tonight. That's enough.
Can't I just take credit for other people's doings? I
wish that Sarah were alone in that, but too many people around the globe that I have run into that exist take credit for other people's accomplishments. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it seems to be the very foundation of white nationalism.
Ooh.
Every hardcore right-wing racist that I've ever talked to, they will tell you all about our accomplishments as the great white race. And it's like, really, what did you do?
And they're talking from their trailer park.
We established democracy, and we did this, and we... It's like, you did none of that.
You're drinking a beer on your trailer veranda. All right.
And that's exactly the point. These garbage people can't do anything for themselves, so they want to take credit for what others do.
Hey, I like my garbage person. He does a good job taking my credit.
That's people that do garbage. No.
Out of time tonight. You guys aren't, though. Coming up in a half an hour, check out watch.freetalklive.com for Beer Talk Live's episode tonight.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.